Outcome 8 says, describe the importance of the church. Our Bible reading comes from 1 Timothy 3:14-16. I hope to come to you soon, but I'm writing these things to you so that, if I delay, you may know how one ought to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, a pillar and buttress of the truth. Great indeed, we confess, is the mystery of godliness. He was manifested in the flesh, vindicated by the Spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory. Stephen J. Cole has written an excellent article entitled, Why is the Church Important? He gives several reasons. 1. The church is important because it reveals Christ, even as Christ reveals God in human flesh. Cole says that the church is the continuing incarnation of God incarnate. This he explains as follows. The word incarnate comes from two Latin words meaning in flesh. It means that God took on a human body in the person of Jesus Christ. And since Jesus ascended into heaven, we now, as his body, continue his presence on earth until he returns. Since the eternal destiny of every person on earth depends on his or her being rightly related to Jesus, the coming King and Judge of all the earth, nothing could be more crucial than the Church. Cole says that in order to reveal Christ, we as the Church need to understand the significance of Christ's incarnation. Verse 16 of our text is a wonderful summary of how Jesus reveals God in human flesh. The mystery of godliness refers first to God incarnate in Christ. Cole is right when he says that no one can come to know God by human reason alone, but only through the revelation God has given of himself in the person of Jesus Christ. He revealed what perfect godliness is, God dwelling in us and living through us. Thus, the mystery of godliness refers primarily to Jesus Christ, but secondarily to us, his church, as we are indwelled by Christ and reflect him to the world. Through the Bible commentary puts it more simply for us. The mystery of godliness is that God, in the person of Jesus Christ, entered this world in which we live, paid the penalty of sin, and is making men and women godly. That is, with God-likeness. Manifested in the flesh. In 1 John 1 verse 1, we read, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's John 1 verse 1. And John 1:14 says, And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Vindicated by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit declared Jesus to be the Son of God by raising him from the dead. Romans 1 verse 4. Seen by angels. Angels saw him at his birth, temptation, his agony in the Garden of Gethsemane, resurrection, and ascension. Proclaimed among the nations. Cole reminds the readers that after the resurrection, Jesus told the disciples that the message of salvation was not just for the Jews, but for all nations. Matthew 28:19-20. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. This, of course, is still happening today. Believed on in the world. The preaching has led to many people all over the world believing in Jesus. Taken up in glory. Jesus ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God. So, verse 16 tells us that Jesus reveals God to us. Cole says the connection between verse 16 and verse 15 is, just as Jesus reveals God, even so. Secondly, the church reveals Christ to the world. Verse 15 of 1 Timothy chapter 3 says the household of God is the church of the living God. He continues to be incarnate not only in Jesus Christ, but also in the church, says Cole. Jesus is not only incarnate in heaven now, he's also incarnate in his body, the church. We are the visible expression to the world of the Savior who is presently in heaven. When I refer to the church, I mean, of course, the people of God, not a building. In this verse, Paul shows the importance of the church by using three word pictures. One, the household of God. Cole says this term views the church as the extended family of God, with God, as the head of the household. It mainly focuses on the relationships which should be built among those in the church, which should reflect Christ to the world. Secondly, the church of the living God. Cole points out that he does not simply say the church of God, but rather the church of the living God. That is, the church is the place where the living God actually dwells and is at work, just as the phrase the household of God focuses on our relationships with one another, so the phrase the church of the living God focuses on our relationship with God. Romans 9:25-26. And thirdly, a pillar and buttress of the church. Cole explains, God's truth as revealed in Jesus Christ is, it is true whether or not we believe it or proclaim it. But, in another sense, the church upholds and supports the truth. But doctrine is not merely to fill our heads, it is to affect our lives. The truth concerning God incarnate is transforming truth, and so the church acts as the pillar and support of the truth by putting the truth into daily life. As people in the world observe the church, our conduct should undergird and uphold the doctrinal truth concerning our God who was revealed in the flesh. So, if we summarize Cole's answer to the question, why is the church important? It is because God has left the church here to reveal his Son to the world, even as Jesus revealed God when he was on earth. As the household of God, the church of the living God, the pillar and support of the truth, we are the current expression of Jesus Christ in the world until he comes. Nothing could be of greater importance. Dear facilitator, in addition to the article above, it is important that your students know that the church has an important role to play in the members caring for one another. Here is a list of the one another passages in the New Testament, which explain what we as members ought to do. The list was drawn up by Gene Getz in his book, Building Up One Another. You could ask your students to look these Bible verses up. Members of one another, being devoted to another, honoring one another, being of the same mind to one another, loving one another, edifying one another, accepting one another, instructing one another, greeting one another, waiting for one another, caring for one another, serving one another, carrying one another's burdens, bearing with one another, being kind to one another, submitting to one another, esteeming one another, encouraging one another, confessing sins to one another, praying for one another, offering hospitality to one another, and finally, fellowshipping with one another.